The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. In those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, up to the day that Noah entered the ark. They did not know until the flood came and carried them all away. So will it be also at the coming of the Son of Man. Two men will be out in the field, one will be taken and one will be left. Two women will be grinding at the mill, one will be taken and one will be left. Therefore, stay awake, for you do not know on which day your Lord will come. Be sure of this, if the master of the house had known the hour of night when the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and not let his house be broken into. So too, you also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come." The Gospel of the Lord. Happy New Year. Well, louder, come on, happy. Happy New Year. That's right, we are celebrating the beginning of the new church year. You may have noticed we had the Advent wreath, we lit the first candle. The first Sunday of Advent is the first Sunday of the new church year. Also, I'm sure you've already noticed that we have these nice brand new hymnals. And for a modest donation of $25, I'll give you your own personal copy, and I'll even autograph it for you. So you can see me after Mass for that. But here we are, we're starting another year, but the story does not change. We're going to go right through the story of salvation again, like we do every year. There will be different readings that we have on Sunday, but it's the same story, and this is the story of salvation. Now, this is what we're supposed to be teaching everyone, and it's very, very simple. I know you know it, but I'll break it down into very simple steps. Number one, God created the world, created man and woman. Number two, man and woman sinned, and they were expelled from paradise, from Eden. Number three, God himself became a human being, and he suffered, and he died, and he rose from the dead, in order to restore salvation to us, so the possibility of salvation. And number four, Jesus will come again, as he promised, to bring to an end our history. So that's really the story. You know it. Very simple step. So when you want to teach people, you simply start at the beginning. God created everything, man sinned. God saved us through his son Jesus, so that if we desire to be with him, all we have to do is repent, say, "I'm sorry," be forgiven, and look forward to the Lord's coming either in our death or at the end of time. So that's the simple story of salvation, which you and I know, and we are called to teach other people. And during the season of Advent in particular, there's two things that we focus on, and it's both a focus on the coming of Jesus. The first coming happened 2,000 years ago when he was born in Bethlehem. So his coming in time, the incarnation. And as we know, at the end of Advent, we celebrate Christmas, which is the feast of the incarnation. So that's a very important event in salvation history because it's really the beginning of God's work and fulfillment of salvation. But we also remember to pray for Christ's coming at the end of time, at the end of history. We're supposed to be praying for that and saying to the Lord, and you may have heard it in that first prayer, it said, "We will run out to greet the Lord when he comes again." That means we've got to be ready. We've got to be looking forward to the Lord's coming. And we're supposed to be praying as a church, "Come, Lord Jesus, do not delay, do not delay." So if we're really faithful, if we really believe that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior, if he really is the way, the truth, and the life, if he is our fulfillment, our joy, Our prayer should go something like this. Come now, Lord, now, now, right this moment, please come. Because what we're saying is, Lord, we want you to come and take care of all the violence and the troubles in the world, and only God can do that. Now, if we're hedging our bets, if we're a little bit nervous about that, if let's say, well, you know, at Christmas, my family's going to go down to Disney World, so I don't want the Lord to come until... Well, we've got a problem there. Or, I hear this often from older folks, well, I want to see my grandchildren grow up. Well, don't you want them to be in heaven with the Lord? I mean, we keep hedging our bets, thinking there's something here in this life that I haven't experienced that I want to experience before the Lord gets in the way, whether I die or whether he comes at the end of time. But for us Christians, we're supposed to be saying, no, Lord, now, now. And if we're not ready to pray that way, or we're praying it kind of lukewarmly, we've got to ask ourselves, what are the golden calves in our lives? What are the idols? What are the false gods that we're worshiping? Because we have to get rid of them. We have to keep our eyes always focused on the Lord and doing the will of God. Because again, this is what we believe, that Jesus Christ is the fulfillment of every deep desire that every single human being has. There is nothing, nothing in this world that can satisfy us. And so if we really believe that, we're saying, yeah, Lord, I want to be with you. I want to know that fullness of joy forever, for all eternity. So we will have no excuse when we're judged, because the Lord's going to say, well, you knew the story. You knew I was going to come for you. Why weren't you prepared? But there are a lot of people who don't know the story, who don't know the story I just talked about, creation, God's redemption, heaven or hell. People don't know that story. Who's going to tell it to them? The Holy Spirit? Well, he'll work through you and me, but it's up to us to tell that story, especially to those people who are poor, poor in spirit, who are trembling, who are frightened, who experience violence in their lives and darkness, and don't know the good news of salvation. We have been tapped by God to be the ones to tell that story to them. And that's how we're going to be judged, incidentally. You know, that's not an add-on where we can say, well, Lord, I didn't really feel comfortable doing that. The Lord's going to say, no, you were baptized to do that. You were baptized to do that, to go out to people, to strangers even, and share the gospel message of salvation. So that's our call. And so every year at this time in Advent, we remember the story. We remember Christ coming in his infancy, the incarnation. We remember he's going to come again, and we're hoping it's going to be right now or maybe the next moment. But we also remember that our goal, our commission, is to go forth and keep telling that story to others so that others will be prepared too when the Lord comes. You know, we may say, well, I think I'm ready. Well, is your neighbor ready? Do you care about your neighbor? You care about the homeless person on the street? Is he or she ready? Are people that you meet in the grocery store that you might not even know, are they ready? Do we know they're ready? Have we asked them if they're ready? Do we have the courage, the conviction of our faith to talk about that? Because again, that is why the church exists. That's why we're here today. It's not simply so that we can fulfill an obligation by going to Mass, but so that we remember, okay, Lord, during this past week I didn't do a very good job of telling people about you, but this week I'm going to do it better because I've received your flesh and blood, so I've been renewed, so I can do that. Because coming to church is not the completion of our commission. As someone put it, just because we come to church does not make us a Christian any more than standing in our garage makes us a car. Right? Right. It's in the living out of our faith that we are Christians. So it's not just something up here. It's not just something here. It's the fact that I use everything God has given me to live and proclaim the gospel message. So here we're starting a brand new church year. We're going to hear the gospel stories differently this year from a different writer. But it's also that we can be reminded of our faith and our convictions and our commission to go and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. So hopefully every day when we wake up, we're going to say something like, okay, Lord, I hope you come today, but I want to be ready for you, and I want to be in the act of sharing my faith with someone when you come. Wouldn't that be wonderful if when the Lord, the trumpet started sounding, we were actually praying with someone or having a conversation about Jesus Christ? Wouldn't that be wonderful that we could grab the hand of that person, run out, and say, praise the Lord, you're finally here. Thank you. But that's our call, to always be ready, to always give the hope that God has given to us to other people, so that not only we will be prepared when Christ comes for us, whether through our individual deaths or at the end of time, but that everyone will be ready to greet him when he comes. So a new year, a new opportunity to live our faith and grow in it, another year to proclaim our faith to others, so that not only us, but everyone will be ready to greet the Lord when he comes.